All right, everyone, we are back. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because we've got Do You Like Horny Bunnies Part 2. Man, look at that. Ears, lips, then we start getting into weird parts. The chuck, brisket, round, handshank. Damn, are we fucking them or are we eating them? What's going on here? This could be a completely different game depending on that scene right there. Okay, so there's some new girls. Still doesn't really allow me to do too much. But there isn't really an options menu, so we're just gonna, you know. If you happen to run into your ex-girlfriend, what would you do? I did! And honestly, I just looked at her, I nodded my head, and I kept on going to grab myself a drink. Because that's what I was, not like alcohol. I didn't just run to the liquor store or anything. No, I was actually at work, and you know, I work in a store, obviously, and she happened to be in the little section where we have the stuff where you just grab and go, and there's just like a lot of sandwiches and juices and just all kinds of drinks. So basically, I saw her, and I don't think she noticed me, because I might look a little different than I used to, and I knew it was her, and I just acknowledged her, I nodded my head, you know, and then I just walked past her, got something to drink. And she just kind of stood there stiffly, and I walked back, and that was it. I don't know. It's a weird situation, that one. I don't know. Anyway, what if she should become gorgeous and show up again? Yeah, she looked better than she used to, I will say that. It was good to see her on her feet and having a job and, you know, doing some things that are different than what she used to. So, I don't have an issue with that. Of course, you know, she's divorced out of 10 years. You know, she married a man, it didn't go so well, and she's been divorced from him for quite a while. But, nah, I don't know about that, guys. Well, it happened to me. This restaurante has quite a history here in Italy. My name is Kazuma Takatsuki. I'm a sommelier. A sommelier, not sommelier, sommelier at this prestigious ristorante. Now hold on, is there any kind? Yes, we have options. Thank God. Well, I can even change the music. Let's go with modern. Doesn't seem like it matters. Not that there's anything wrong with the classic. I mean, oh no. I'm not going to go message Jast at this time and ask, especially while I'm doing a show. That would suck. Oh, hey guys, gotta wait. I'm gonna go to the Discord and message Jast and find out why I can't get the modern music. I can do that tomorrow. I mean, we're not gonna finish this game in one day. I don't plan on it. Okay, I'm a sommelier at this prestigious ristorante, though it doesn't matter to me if this place is prestigious or not. I only ask for one good thing. Or one thing, rather. Good wine. I'm quite fulfilled with my job at the quiet ristorante. Okay, the next reservation is... I have nothing to do as dinner time nears its end. I checked the reservations list. Only one left. I mean, one person. Sumika Ichikawa. It's a Japanese. It's rather rare to see a Japanese person come here alone. Wait a minute, Sumika? Sumika's the name of my ex-girlfriend. We dated while I was living in Japan. It was more than 7 years ago. Back then, Sumika and I were still students. She's smart, but a bit uptight. I, on the other hand, was easygoing and very irresponsible in every sense. People keep telling us that we were unbalanced. Or kept telling us, rather. Of course, Sumika and I didn't care what people said. She offered me her virginity and we started living together just like that. Damn, that quick? A sweet life with just the two of us. But all good things come to an end. We broke up a year later. The reason was, well, it's obviously because of my irresponsibility. I was too busy chasing girls around. Sumika was an honor student. Now, I have to admit, we were unbalanced, all right. Ding, ding. The doorbell tells me that a customer has arrived. Oops, enough for sentiment. It's time to work. I fix my bow tie and head to the table. I see the customers being led to a table. She's younger than I expected. A camarier waiter passes a menu to her. She orders in fluent Italian. She orders today's special, of course. The camarier takes the order to the kitchen. It's my turn now. I show her a wine list and ask if she'd like an aperitif. Buena suera. Voy un aperitivo, signorina. No, I do not fucking speak French. Is that voice? The lady faces me, surprised. Her face looks familiar. Are you Kaz? You must be Kaz. It's me. Sumika, of course. How have you been? Oh, Kazuma. And here I was calling him Kazuma. Yeah, sure. I'm officially astonished. I didn't know this Sumika is the Sumika. Not only that, she looks gorgeous. She's full of charm as a mature woman. What a pleasant surprise. I never imagined I'd see you in here. Same here. So you've been staying in Italy for all these years? Actually, I've been all over Europe. I got this job just a couple of months ago. I see, you're a sommelier now. What's that smile for? Because I never imagined you'd become a sommelier at a restaurante, especially you, Kaz. What do you mean? I'm not the old Kaz you remember, you know. Really? I guess. You may be right. I've changed myself. See this? Sumika raises her left hand. I see a gold ring on her ring finger. Oh, she got married. I get it. That's why I didn't recognize her last name. So don't call me Signorina. I'm Signora now. I understand. Okay, enough of the Italian lecture. Now you have a husband. Are you happily married? Well, I guess it's fair to ask that question. I mean, it's a little rough. Like when a woman that you've known and dated for a while tells you she's married. I mean, is it wrong to assume that she's happy? Like, obviously, I mean, yeah, we know the red pill of that. That sometimes that's just not the case. Things can be really awful. She cannot be happy. Or maybe she is happy, but she wants more. I mean, there's a lot of things that could be the case. But, I mean, I just don't think it's right to go up to her and say, well, are you happily married, though? I mean, that's really none of my business at that point. Like, if she's willing to say, well, you know, hey, he's actually this kind of man, or he's that, he's a horrible person, blah, 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 that's a different situation. Even still, I'm going to be just a little skeptical, because you never really know what's going on. And you got to talk to the man on the other side, because he may have no idea what's going on. I just had a woman last month telling me that her husband was this and that and the other, and I'm like, well, you know, I don't have him to vouch, you know, and I'm not saying that he might not, you know, he may beat her and say, oh no, I've never touched her. So it's really difficult without any kind of evidence and all that. But I think, you know, getting both sides of the story is right. I mean, truthfully, you don't really want to get yourself involved in those situations, especially where there's an active relationship, active marriage, because that could bring out some problems. You could end up beaten up, shot, all kinds of things. So be very careful when you're trying to mess with a married woman. I know there's a lot of men out there to do it, and some married pussy is obviously the easiest to get. But I don't know. I'd be careful. I know the men that do this are very careful. But she says, let me see. I'm satisfied in a sense, but... By the way, are you okay with that? Huh? As I follow her eyes, I find a troubled-looking whatever that is, staring at me. Oops, I was in the middle of my work. Haha, well then, why don't we meet at a bar in my hotel after you're done and share a toast to our reunion? How's that sound? Sure. I know where the bar is located. We set up the meeting time, promising to meet there. Okay, senora. Che cosa mi consiglia? Man, this French is really killing me. I just don't speak French, guys. I'm sorry. Like, it's one thing I'm not good at. Like, I took Spanish class in an area. It was a real redneck area. So the guy actually goes and says, hey, when are we gonna learn Mexican? And it's like, and the teacher chides him and said, it's not Mexican, it's Spanish. He said, I don't know, I just want to learn Mexican. So that's the equivalent of my multilingual talents. Well, my Let's try that again, guys. Well, my recommendation is... Please. Please. Speak Italian. Oh, wow. So, you know how fucked up it was? I thought... my language skills are so bad. I thought they were speaking French, not Italian. Wow. Yeah, it's an Italian restaurant. Not a French restaurant. This way, it's a ristorante. Sorry, guys. I just completely fumbled that. Oh, well. It is what it is. Comprendere, signora. I bow to her and start treating her as a customer. In order to show off how much I've changed from those good old days. Sumika talks to the owner chef after he finishes her dinner and leaves. After all the customers leave, he keeps staring at me with a serious look. Oh no, he must have gotten angry watching me set up a date with a customer. He walks towards me as I start to freak out. Suddenly, he cracks a smile up close and pats my back. Then he heads back to the kitchen. It almost feels like he's either encouraging or making fun of me. It took me some time to check, reorder, and stock the wine. I arrive a bit late to the hotel bar. It's late at night. I see there aren't many people in here. Hey Kaz, you're late. I've never seen you make a girl wait like this. Sorry. Hey, I'm only joking. And I've never seen you joking. Are you already drunk? Hey, I can crack a joke or two. Gotcha. Now would you allow me to choose a wine for this special occasion? Of course, it's up to you, Mr. Sommelier. Are you making fun of me again? Her husband knows nothing of this. Haha, it's a compliment. The combination of wine you recommended with the dinner was superb. I'm pleased to hear that, Signora. Grazie. Ah, see? I got that one. It's true. Simica pouts and mumbles as I jestingly bow to her. That's the face I remember. And I only got it because I heard it in a movie or a show or something like that. Something with Italian people. There's a lot of gangster movies like that. I feel like I've gone back in time. It's like, you know, gangster comes by, and he shoots him, and the guy says, Grazie! Before he dies. No, that's probably not what happens, but you know. A camarera brings us wine. Simica hears the name of the wine and gazes at my face. That one. Kaz, you have really good taste in wine. Yeah, whatever. It says you really have good taste in wine, but it doesn't matter if I say you have really or really have. It's the same fucking sentence. Are you familiar with wines? Well, I could say I know some facts about wine. Really don't care, to be absolutely honest with you. I know it's made with grapes and aged for quite a while. I see. Okay, let's make a toast to our reunion. To our future. What? What are you surprised for? You don't think we'll ever see each other again, do you? True, but... Don't worry about the details. Chin chin, whatever that means. Chin chin? Clink? I smell something fishy as I see her smirk. Uh-oh. Something bad's fitting to happen. Anyway, I sip the wine and enjoy its taste and scent. By the way, chin chin means cheers in Italian. Oh, okay. Kaz, you look better than ever. You think? Well, you too. You look gorgeous. Oh, are you enticing me? No, I'm not. How disappointing. You're married. What? You used to hook up with girls that way. Who was that girl? She had the same major in... How'd you know about that? Because I knew everything about you back then. You were so insensitive. I wanted you to know me better, but... I knew everything about you, too. Liar. No, I'm not. Prove it to me, then. But how? Oh, I'm drunk. I want to rest in my room. Hey, that's an old-fashioned way to lure a man. You're not that drunk. Smart man. Hey, be nice to a lady. Heh. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm not gonna buy that one, little lady. Simica sticks her tongue out in embarrassment. Again, I feel like I've gone back in time to those days with Simica. I want to hold her. Hold on now, partner. She's got a husband. However, the ring on her finger brings me back to reality. Yep. Whoa there, sir. Hold your horses. I'm traveling alone in Europe now. Oh, that's bad. That's, like, really bad. That means she's doing that legit, I'm gonna travel the world bit. And, she wants to go bang men from all over the world. This is the thing that goes on. For real. There's a lot of evidence and studies and videos on it. Women will even go on Instagram and talk about it. Oh, I went here this day and there that day and I met these nice men here and these nice men there and these nice men over here and these nice men there and these nice men and man, you're meeting a lot of nice men. You know, I'm sure it's just casual You know, there's nothing crazy going on, right? Right? I shouldn't worry. How come? Where's your husband? Ouch! My stomach hurts! Please help me! You know what? I'm gonna help myself to the door of this building. Because something about this isn't right. And I'm a man with brains that work most of the time. And no matter how much alcohol I've had, I'm smarter than this. She doesn't answer my question and starts fooling around. Fine, she doesn't want to talk about it. That should have been your red flag. Like if a man had just run into the building with a giant red flag. It's a red flag! Run! Run, head for the highest hills! All right, I'll take you to your room. And then shut the door gently behind you as you walk out. But wait! Don't you want to do anything, Kazuma? I just remembered. I've got to be up early in the morning. I'll see you never. Super. Huh? You feel okay now? Yeah, no. Oh, it hurts. Sure it does. She looks just fine. I hold her up and leave the bar with a bitter smile. You're always gentle. I'm glad. Huh? Did you say something? No, it's nothing. Her hotel room is pretty luxurious. And you need to be getting the fuck on out of there too, sir. Sumika says she wants to take a shower, but I don't allow her to. I hold her down on the bed and lightly kiss her. Well, you done fucked up. You used to love this. I forgot. If you say so, let me help you remember then. No, that's a bad thing, sir. Don't do that. Our tongues entangle together and make obscene sounds. I see her lovely face up close as I open my eyes. Gosh, I think I still love her. What's that I see? It's the angry face of God in the window there. Ah! Touch me! Touch my breasts! Instead of answering her, I seal her lips with another kiss and put my right hand on her breast. Oh, your breasts feel bigger than they used to. Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'll directly ask your breasts. She helps me to take her clothes off. Then I lean over her. The art looks great. A good sommelier has a good touch. Since when did you become so erotic? Look at your body. My hands can't even hold your titties. Oh, you're making fun of me. I caress her breasts and suck her nipples, and I spread her legs open and entwine my legs in them. Yeah, bite me. Please bite me. I'm out of here. No, ain't nobody getting bitten, this motherfucker. I know. I gently bite on her nipple and roll it between my teeth. I guess a little nibble is fine. Ooh, I feel great. Oh, you become very good at this. Haha, I learned a lot in Europe. How about this? I slide my other hand down to her crotch and slowly touch her. She's dripping like morning dew. Her legs twitch as I stroke her clit with the thick of my finger. The thick of my finger, eh? She continues to flood. Oh, good Lord, she's flooding. Somebody needs to go build a dam. Oh, it's been a while since someone has touched me like this. Oh. Simica enchantingly leans forward and stretches her arms out to my crotch. Ooh, I can't. She softly holds my balls and starts rubbing them. I feel a shiver. Yeah, you gotta feel a shiver every time some woman holds your balls, because you never know when that death grip's gonna come in. Oh, you felt it, gentlemen, didn't you? I did. Eh, yours feel bigger too. She grabs my shaft. It's as hard as a wine bottle. Well, I mean, that's fairly hard. Please, I... Sure. I hesitate for a second because I'm not wearing a condom. It's safe today. Okay. What does that mean? Please come inside me now. I thrust my shaft forward at once, then I feel her warmth inside. Oh, I miss this so much. Simica must be feeling the same way I do. Feels like coming back to your own place after a long trip. We kiss as we're united. Her pussy starts contracting, so I start pumping away. At least nobody can go over and say, oh, they're teenagers. These are grown-ass folks now, folks. Please, harder, harder. You're hitting me in there. I'm coming! Let's come together. No! She wants him to come with her. I've been away from this sort of excitement for a while. Simica clings to my chest and gazes at me in rapture. You came a lot, Kaz. You must feel good, huh? I can attest, not being too private, but I think when a man is really feeling it, you tend to release more than when you're not. Cause sometimes you'd be like, and it'd just be a drip. But then when it's something like, yeah, it's like the fucking dam burst. It's like that fucking, you guys will never think of Mega Man X4 the same after I say this. But there's that damn Stingray boss. And when he jumps up, he goes, yeah! And that's what I think about when you really go, it's like, yeah! Well, yeah. She shows me her mischievous smile. By the way, I have this special ability to control the timing of my ejaculation. Oh, sure you do. Since I have no control over the amount of semen I shoot, the better I feel, the more of it will come out. Well, that's no superpower, that's just a man. And only Simica knows about it. I feel embarrassed whenever she points it out. Oh, hey, I didn't ask why you chose to be a sommelier. Oh, okay, cool, this is easier. We can actually look at the scene. Well, the art's really good, but she's totally a Barbie doll down there. Like in the Barbie movie, which I actually did watch, she tells the construction workers, "I see you're making these jokes, but I need to inform you that I don't have a vagina." Well, from what I see here, she doesn't have one either. I mean, I don't know what he fucked, but I mean, she looks pretty, you know, like they show in the Angels in Heaven where there ain't nothing there. That's what it looks like. Back then I moved to Europe without graduating. Then I worked in various fields to gain experience. I left Japan, maybe due to the fact that I was so shocked when we broke up. Well, damn, brah. I'll never ever say that to her, of course. No, don't ever give her that fucking leverage. Then what happened? The owner of the house I was lodging in back then was a sommelier. So I studied about wine, and people started to hire me as one in France and Italy. Oh, cool. Then you finally got your own place in that ristorante. That's right. I see, you're certainly qualified then. Qualified? What are you talking about? Kaz, listen, there's a new ristorante opening in Japan, and I'm gonna be the manager there. Wow, you made it? Congratulations. Thanks. And that's why I'm traveling around Europe to observe restaurants, as many as I can. And to fuck every man there that looks good. I mean, come on now. I get it. That's the reason why you studied wine. The restaurant is called Platinum. It's a second branch of a fancy members-only restaurant. Platinum, huh? I've heard rumors about it from some Japanese tourists. I don't know why, but Sumika's eyes got brighter. So why don't you join us at Platinum Oceanside as our sommelier? What, me? Yep, you served me perfectly at the ristorante. You have good taste in wine selection, too. I've been looking for the best there is. True. Headhunting is pretty common in this industry, but I like the place I work now. I knew you would say that, so I've come up with a condition you'll like for sure, which is... As long as you work at Platinum Oceanside, you can have me whenever you want. That's... What do you say? Sumika looks up at me full of expectation. I, on the other hand, well, I'm so horny, you know? I can't pass on that offer, you know that. Good. Good. Deal. Oh, you know exactly where to hit me. I told you. I know everything about you, hehe. Am I already henpecked? I hope not. The fuck does that mean? And this is how I came back to Japan after 7 years of traveling around the globe. I'm impressed to see the almost completed Platinum Oceanside. Platinum Oceanside! I mean, they offer me a highly competitive salary and a luxurious condo to live in. Sumika smiles and tells me that it's their policy to offer only the best in every sense, including the salary. And she's right, their food, wine stock, and atmosphere are excellent. Furthermore, the gorgeous waitresses wear bunny suits as their uniforms. I feel pumped up and start a new life as a sommelier at the newly opened Platinum Oceanside. It's been 3 months since we've opened. I'm now accustomed to the new working environment. I get to know the waitresses. Each girl is unique, and they behave nicely, most of the time. The place is cheerful, and I feel fulfilled with my duties. I wear my uniform and head to the wine cellar to check on the stock as usual. Oh, hi, Kazuma. See, she has a pin with her name on it. Monica. Hello, Monica. You're in a good mood today. Of course, because I get to see you. We see each other all the time, you know. Teehee, I'm happy. I'm not doing the teehee shit again. I'm happy because you're the first person to see me after I put my uniform on. Is that so? Yes, it is. Her name is Monica Kosaka? She speaks clearly and smiles a lot. She's bright. Maybe. Monica's older sister is a friend of Sumika's. That's why she joined us as a waitress. She says she wants to learn about real social life by working here. Hey, Monica. You told me you're a junior in school. Yes, I am. I'm glad you remember what I told you. But of course. And you also told me that you can't find a boyfriend because you go to an all-girls school. Oh, you can forget about that. Oh, you finally got a boyfriend? No, not yet, but I'm trying now. I see. Go for it, then. I'll support you. I wonder what kind of guy could win the heart of this pretty girl. But I shouldn't ask her about it, I guess. Thanks. I'll do my best. She shyly smiles and clings to my arm. Her two soft bulges touch my arm. It feels good. Hey, Monica. I told you, I'm trying. Huh? What's that supposed to mean? Never mind, let's go to the hall together. My arm further squashes her boobies as she pulls me. Monica sidesteps my question, but it doesn't matter. I'm too busy concentrating on getting the sense of my arm back. Hey, you don't have to hurry, Madoka. Or Monica, rather. Come on, walk faster. Okay, okay. I feel like a prisoner or something as I head to the hall with Monica. Then she stays in the hall while I head to the kitchen. Our wine cellar is located behind the kitchen. I see Makoto sitting at the sub table in the kitchen. The sub table is sometimes made up as a temporary decoration base, but it's used as a staff meal table most of the time. Makoto hails me as I stare at the table. Hello, Kazuma. Are you going to eat? And she also has a thing. Says Makoto. Actually, it's not a bad idea to eat early. Good, in that case, can I join you? Why not? Thank you. She's Makoto Hajino. Makoto Hajino. This girl is mild-mannered and has a charming smile. Everybody likes her. Makoto works hard and won't hesitate to put her best effort into anything. She belongs to an acting club. Wait a minute. I thought you always brought your own lunchbox. Well, I forgot to bring one today. Okay, I'll go get something for you. I'll go get something to eat for you as well. Thanks, I appreciate it. Don't mention it. It's quite rare to see her forget to bring her a lunchbox. Sorry to make you wait. Grazie. Huh? Oh, grazie means thank you. Sorry, I'll be careful not to speak Italian in front of you guys. Oh, you look cool. You look like a real sommelier. Well, I am a real sommelier. Oops, I'm sorry. Don't worry, let's eat, shall we? Okay. The stuff we eat is made up of mostly leftovers. Doesn't look that fancy, but it tastes wonderful. Our cooks are the best. You look like you really enjoy eating. Do I? This tastes delicious. Do you have any likes or dislikes? Not really, but I'm very picky though. Doesn't make a lot of sense. That's like saying, sir, are there things that you dislike? No, not that many. But I'm very strict about what I like. Doesn't make a lot of sense. You probably wouldn't want to taste anything I cooked, she says. That's not true. You know what the best seasoning is to make your own food taste? You know what the best seasoning is to make your food taste better? What's that? I need to know. Well, it's love. Love towards cooking and those who eat your meal. I see. Sounds convincing enough. She stops eating and thinks for a moment. Well, I'll have to cook for you with tons of my love. Great. I look forward to tasting it. Heh, sure thing. I'm on Team Makoto right now. I don't know about you guys. Haha, okay, I'm done. Oh, hey, I'll take care of the dirty dishes. Really? Thanks, I appreciate it. No problem. I go to the wine cellar and start checking the stock. Then I remember what Makoto just told me. She said she put tons of love in it. She's not talking about some actual ingredient called love, is she? I keep checking the stock while I think about that love ingredient. I finish checking the wine stock and return to the hall to see how everything's going. It's right before opening and everybody must be busy, but I only see Misuzu. I'm still getting ready to open. What can I do for you, Mr. Sommelier? Are you doing it alone? How come? The other staff went somewhere to pick up things that haven't arrived yet. Oh, okay. If you don't need me, I'll continue my work here. And this girl is Misuzu Shinozuka. She has a mature look to her, a cool beauty. She's definitely cool, like icy a little bit. She seems to look down on men. Yeah, she's an ice queen. She coldly turns boys down whenever they confess their love to her. Her best friend, Madoka, or Madoka, I keep saying Madoka because I'm used to saying Madoka because of Madoka Magica. It's Madoka here. Suggested she work here in order to immunize herself to men. Really? Besides, our customers are mostly gentlemen. I think she likes this working environment. I guess you need help. Please let me. No, thank you. I can do this myself. So she says and glares at me. Then she quietly puts tablecloths and napkins down while placing the glasses. I ignore her and start preparing the tables. There's not much you can do for her. Then I notice her glare. Doesn't she like the fact that I'm helping her? No, sir, she might slap you because she might be crazy. Misuzu quietly comes up to me and says, you know, you can't say that women are crazy on Facebook. Yep, they give you a warning for it. You can't say this! But they are! Like, I've known a lot of women, I've lived with women. They're definitely crazy. It's one of those you can't live with and can't live without kind of situation. Even though you don't have one, you find like a replacement that isn't, but you still kind of miss the crazy. It's weird, right? And then, of course, as you get older, you're like, you know what? I don't want this crazy anymore. I want to do old man things. And you go and meet other women around the world. And the difference is that you can put the crazy away. Whoa, this one's crazy. But I don't have to see her again in my life. I'll go to another. I can finish this before we open, so please take a rest. Oh! She hits a glass when she raises her hand. The glass leans over and spins around and then it vanishes off the edge of the table. Wow! I kneel down and stretch my arm out. I barely catch the glass in the air. Woo, that was close! Simica mentioned it's very hard to find a set of those glasses, or these glasses, rather. Be careful, alright? Actually, it happened because you placed these glasses on this table. Oh, it's my fault? Yes, it is. I told you, I don't need your help. You're right, but... If you hadn't interfered with my business, it never would have happened. Does she hate me or what? Or is she just sassy? All right, I'm leaving this to you. Masuzu looks away, sulking. I leave her alone in the hall and head to the staff-only room. Then I hear her mumble. So thank you for catching the glass. I see her already working on the next table as I look back. You can be more honest than that. I mumble to myself and leave the hall. I don't know if she heard me or not. The restaurant opens on time and dinner time begins. Since this restaurant is for members only, it's never overcrowded. Still, the bunny waitresses are busy serving customers. Customers often call on them for tiny things. Even if they don't, the girls must walk around the hall to entertain customers. Then I see one of the bunny girls almost panicking, carrying dishes. I'll be right with you. Wow! That's Shiori Himenomiya. Shiori speaks slowly and gently. This polite girl is also very popular among our customers. Probably because she's not a cold bitch. Shiori is a senior at a prestigious school. The fact is, she's the daughter of one of our regular customers. She works here to learn about real life because she was brought up sheltered, not a care in the world. Oh, we're so busy today. Are you alright, Shiori? You look unsteady. Yes, I'm okay. Barely. What? She almost tumbles over as she speaks. Shiori staggers for a couple of steps and accidentally bumps into my chest. Ah! Calm down, Shiori. Maybe you need to take a break. I hold her tight and talk to her. She blankly looks up at me in my arms. Is she listening to me? Oh, you have such a nice body. Well, thank you. What? Hey, Shiori! I detect a sweet scent from her. She's warm. I almost forgot where we were. Or where we are, rather. Hey, hang in there! Huh? Where am I? Who are you? Who am I? Oh, look, it's a Shiori. Oh, it's a Shiori instead of Shiori. Maybe it's pronounced Shiori, but it says Shiori. I don't know. Whatever. She returns to herself. She stares at me with tear-filled eyes and finally moves away from me. Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it. Sure, no problem. I think you need to take a break, though. I agree. Oh? What's wrong? I just realized I haven't taken any breaks today. No wonder it feels so busy here. I see. Why don't you have someone cover for you now, then? I will. She smiles and heads to the staff room. She walks for a couple of steps, then she looks back at me. Excuse me, Kazuma. Yes, what, Shiori? You make me feel good, teehee. What? I'm freaked out by what she just told me. She vanishes behind the door. Oh my, I've got to get back to my work. I need to concentrate on my job, not my crotch, you know. I'm done for today. I come to the manager's office to see Sumika. As soon as she sees me, she stops reading through documents and looks up at me. Good job. So how was it? How was what? I have no idea what you're talking about. That's odd. I thought it was almost the right time. Right time for what? Did you notice anything unusual in the hall today? I saw nothing unusual, but well, the girls behaved a bit awkwardly. Nothing major, though. Just as I thought, you're still oblivious to your surroundings. Hey, thank you for telling me that. What's all this about, anyway? The girls, they all like you, Kaz. Why? Why not? Maybe because you're charming, that's why. And how do you know? Are you psychic or something? In a sense, yes, a woman's intuition. What the? I can't believe that kind of mumbo jumbo. I'm not superstitious. Hey, I'm telling you the truth. It's a fact. They like you. There you go. Whenever you use the word fact, you have some reasons. You still remember that? Heh, tell me now. I guess I'm no match for you. Well, I overheard what they were talking about in the locker room a couple of days ago. Overheard, huh? Yes, overheard. Anyway, it looks like they decided to approach you one by one. Is that for real? I don't know. I didn't think you'd have a problem with it. You don't have a girlfriend now. Or do you want me to become your girlfriend? Hey, stop it. You have a husband! Don't worry about him. Don't worry about the hard-working man I married. He only gives me his allowance. No, I'm sorry. He only gives me his full paycheck and I give him an allowance of 300 yen. No, 3,000 yen. I'm sorry. The average allowance that the Japanese man gets from the paycheck is 3,000 yen. I give him 3,000 yen every time he gets paid and just blow all his other money. No big deal, right? But you gotta give her this. She is managing this whole fucking business. And of course, there's a lot of money that goes into that. And she's gotta pay for all that. And of course, she makes her own money because she manages the business. But I guarantee he still gives her his paycheck. Guarantee. And again, besides, you're my sex friend, Kaz. Sex friend? Oh, okay. How? I'm choked up. Well, she may be right. I don't care who you date. But still, if I start a relationship with one of those girls, which would be bizarre considering his age, it won't be any good for this place since they all like me, don't you think? I wouldn't worry about it. They promised that no matter who gets you, they wouldn't regret it. Why don't you eat them all? Maybe this does have to do with cannibalism at some point. Sumika's words sound like wicked temptation. Anyway, it's true. I haven't had someone special for the past 7 years. Maybe it's a good time to start a new relationship. But do they really like me? I had no idea, but I should be more careful in front of those girls, I guess. As I check the time on my alarm clock, I realize it's already well past noon. I definitely woke up later than I usually do. I slowly get dressed and think about my bunny girls. Honestly, I never thought about dating any of them. It's because they're more like little sisters to me. But if someone asked me out, I'd surely grant their wish. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Someday I have to make up my mind and choose just one girl. Suddenly realize it's almost time to go to work. It's a little early, but I should get going now. Yeah, he's got a flat screen TV that looks like mine. This road goes straight to work, except for a couple of divergences on the way. Reaching a fork in the road, I run into Makoto. Hi, Kazuma. Hey, Makoto, you're a little early today. Kazuma. What? If it's okay with you, can you call me sweetheart once in a while instead of just saying my name? Sure, but why? But I thought... Wasn't it Destiny's Child that said, say my name? Say my name? Say my name? Well, I guess she doesn't want you to... She wants you to call her sweetheart instead. Well, Lord, I know women that would knock you in the damn mouth if you said that now. It's no problem, sweetheart. Would you just call me, you perverted sack of shit? Well, I feel like we've been become closer than before. She bashfully cast her eyes downward. And indeed, I subconsciously might have kept her at a distance. From now on, I should talk to her in a more friendly manner. All right, no problem. Great, can you start now? Yes, sweetheart. Oh, bless your heart. No, we ain't gonna do all that. Thanks, Kazuma. As she gives me a bright smile, my heart jumps. I thought she was still a kid, but without realizing it, I guess she's grown into a real lady. Oh, and look at her body. It's more mature than other girls her age. Especially her boobs. It's not things you're supposed to notice as an older man on a younger woman. What? I mean, it is what it is. One more thing. Huh? When I talk to you, can you please look at my face instead of just staring at my boobs? Well, you need to have a talk with your boobs, because I'm not staring at them. They're staring at me. After she steps forward a little, she stops and turns around. Her big boobs swing around. She peers into my eyes as she bends forward slightly. See? You're gawking at my boobs. Yeah, and Tweedledum and Tweedledee need to have a talk because they're the ones looking at me, I swear it. I'm not looking at your boobs. I'm looking at your face. They're looking at me. So when you see my face looking at your boobs, it's because they're looking at me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, she was fucking with him. You're pretty docile, huh? Ah, you didn't catch it! That was a shit test. You're such a sweet guy, so I'll forgive you this time. After she smiles at me mischievously, she turns her back to me and says, come on, Kazuma, let's go. Without looking back, she starts walking. Hey, sweetheart, wait for me. I take a deep breath and start towards her. Okay, we are back in the ristorante. And, it's over for now. We've had enough fun. I've laughed. You've cringed, you've cried. You've learned some things. It's been an interesting night here at the Dungeon of Degeneracy. So, I hope you degenerates enjoyed all this, and hopefully we'll do some more of it. I'm switching in the comics tomorrow, we're doing comics again. Told you I was gonna really rush up those comics, but we are still going to do Arrowgay. It's not going away, and AVNs is normal. There's no reason to stop the content we're currently doing. But I enjoyed this. I thought it was fun. I so far liked it more than the first one. And, we'll see you guys next time with more bunnies! 2